Back to Dudes, Chicago's hottest dating show.
Man, look at those babes.
My, oh my, oh my.
This show is disgusting. It's sexist and chauvinistic.
Or are you just saying that because you're a girl? But watch him do.
Ow. Smart TV.
Next week is Teen Week here on Dudes. So if you young dudes and dudettes think you're hot, come on down to the studio and try out.
Okay, now I hope a lot of you guys are going to come down and try it because you know.
Them, Laura. Eddie and Waldo are immature juveniles with only one tawdry thing on their minds. Care to rock my world, baby? Oh!
Did I hit you too hard?
Too hard? Oh, please.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find.
We got picked to be on Dudes, Steve.
Yeah.
Admit it, Steve. You know you love to be in our shoes.
Nope. No, sirree, Bob. I wouldn't be caught dead on that show. I feel so slimy just watching it.
Oh, yeah? I bet you if you went on Dudes, you might be able to get a date with Laura.
Huh? What bizarre, twisted detour did you use to get to that off-ramp?
Man, figure it out, Steve. You go out on a date with three gorgeous girls and then talk about it on TV.
Yeah, Steve. Wake up and smell Juan Valdez. If Laura saw you on Dudes, she go nuts with jealousy.
Huh. Nuts with jealousy, huh?
Yeah, but she won't be jealous because you're not going on the show, right?
Quiet, I'm thinking.
Oh, so that's how you do it.
I can't believe Eddie's gonna be on television. He thinks he's so hot since he went out with three different girls in 1 week.
Hey, before I met your mother, in 1 week, I went out with... Never mind. Judy! You know, today's my birthday.
I know. I was gonna mention it, but Mom said not to make a fuss.
She did, huh?
Yes.
Oh. Richie! So, tell me, what does your Aunt Harriet have planned for my birthday?
Nothing.
I see. Let me ask this again. What does your Aunt Harriet have planned for my birthday?
Nothing. Anything else you want to know?
This is going to be great, and he's going to make a total fool of himself.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, folks. It's Teen Week here on Dudes, Chicago's hottest dating show.
First, let's meet our luscious ladies. Nicole Robertson. The lovely Tanya Tuggles. And the exotic Onisha Savoy. Okay, let's meet the three dudes who are vying for the title of Super Dude. First, put your hands together for Eddie Funky Hunk Winslow. It says here that Eddie's hobbies are skydiving, bungee jumping, and putting out oil rig fires. Next, let's welcome Waldo Geraldo Faldo. All right, Waldo loves to play the top 40 on his armpit and is hoping someday to do a world tour. Let's hear it for our last dude, Stephen Q. Urkel! Steve enjoys bugs, cheese, and synchronized bowling.
Not script the bottom of the barrel week.
You know, I'm enjoying this.
You are?
Oh, yes. I wonder if they have a seniors week.
No, they don't.
I'll get us some more chips.
Rachel.
Kyle.
So, tell me, what does Harriet have planned for my birthday?
None of your business.
Oh, come on, come on.
Okay, look, if I tell you, will you promise to keep it a secret?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Here goes. Nothing.
Nothing?
What do you expect, Carl? You told Harriet you didn't want her to make a big fuss this year.
Since when does Harriet ever listen to me?
Okay, you guys know how to play the game. The dude with the most kisses wins. Okay, let's play the game. Funky Hunk.
Yo, Pat.
We asked the girls what they thought when they first saw you. One lady said, "Wow, Hunk-O-Rama." Another girl said, "Hey, look, it's a big, soft teddy bear." And the last girl said, "How can he eat? He's so full of himself."
Oh, this is an easy one, Pat. Wow, Hunk-O-Rama is Nicole.
That's right.
There's one for you. Nicole, any romantic sparks on your day?
Ooh, oodles. Eddie sang to me.
Eddie, you like to sing on your dates?
if the mood is right.
Well, you care to sing us a few bars?
Coming at you. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, oh, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby. I wrote that.
Why am I not surprised? Let's move on to Waldo, okay? Waldo?
I'm still here.
We asked our dudettes how you measured up on the old macho meter. One lady said, on a scale from 1 to 10, he rates a -5.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but math will never hurt me.
Another girl said, don't they screen these guys first?
Ooh, that hurt me.
And the last one said, I can't rate him. We never went out.
Well, I can't rate him. We never went out was Onisha.
You're right.
What happened?
I couldn't find Onisha's house.
I gave you directions over the phone.
Yeah, and I wrote them on the wall of the phone booth, but that darn thing kept falling out of my car.
Steve.
That's the name. Romance is the game.
Steve, you think the girls had a good time with you?
I think they look pretty satisfied, don't you?
Let's find out. Our first lady said, I still can't figure out how he swallowed my contact lens.
Merely a misplaced kiss.
Another girl said, I showed him my tattoo and he fainted.
Now, wait, now, you just wait just a second there now. I greatly admire and respect Bugs Bunny, but there are just some places he should not be.
And the last girl said, Steve gave me the most thrilling ride of my life.
Well, now, that's easy. It's Onisha who got the thrilling ride.
He's right.
Steve, you want to tell us about this thrilling ride?
Well, I picked Onisha up on my Nido Schwinn. I let her ride my sissy bar.
Super Dude. But first, let's find out where our Super Dude and his dudette will spend their dream date.
Take it away, Johnny Prince.
Thank you, Pat. Our winners will spend a wonderful week in romantic Hawaii. Yes, they'll stay at the beautiful Hanapala Hotel. Chaperoned, of course. They'll enjoy snorkeling, sailing, sunning, hugging, kissing. Remember, Hanapala is Hawaiian for really tall building. It's all yours from Dudes. Back to you, Pat.
Okay, it's time to Super Dude it. Remember, guys, you pick a girl. If she picks you, you're the Super Dude. Any tie will be broken by whoever has the most number of lips.
Wow, just like in real life.
Honky Hunk, you start.
This is kind of a tough choice, Pat, because as you can see, these are all prime choice babes. But I think I'm going to have to go with Tanya because her parents are hardly ever home.
Tanya, if you picked Eddie, you're on your way to Hawaii.
Darn. I picked Waldo.
Oh. Well, Waldo, who did you pick?
It was a real brain squeezer. But I chose Nicole.
Nicole, if you picked Waldo, you'll be winging your way to the Aloha State.
Sorry, I picked Eddie.
Uh-oh. Hey, Nicole, it's cool. I mean, we can still go out.
Without Hawaii? Forget it, hunky funk.
Well, Steve, it's up to you. If the dudette you chose also chose you, you'll have the luau of your life.
Well, these chickaroonies are all, as they say in France, hot. But the babe who rings my chimes is Onisha.
Onisha? Who did you choose?
I chose Steve!
Onisha, I have made a terrible mistake. I can never go out with you, or my heart belongs to another woman.
Can we talk about this after we get back?
Every fiber of my very being belongs to the lovely Laura Winslow. From the very first time I saw Laura, I vowed I would never stray, and I shan't. Every breath I take, every thought I think, spells L-A-U-R-A.
We're on the air.
No, I have to do this. I'm hers. My heart, my soul, everything I am or ever will be belongs to her. I'm coming home to you, baby. I was hoping you'd still be up. Did you happen to catch dudes tonight? I caught it. Well, what do you say we skip the light fandango, hitch our wagon to a star, and go steady?
You see this, Steve? All that's missing is your neck.
You know, I may be way off base here, but you seem just a tad upset. A little post-nasal drip?
Steve, you humiliated me on television.
I did?
Why did you go on Dudes anyway? I thought you agreed with me that it was sexist and chauvinistic.
Well, I thought if you saw other women, hot, curvaceous, sexy women, fawning all over me, well, you might get jealous and do a little fawning yourself.
Steve, when will you realize that I will never feel the way about you that you feel about me?
Oh, yes, you will. And it's my vision of that glorious moment that keeps my little heart beating. Babu. Babu. Oh, is she smiling at me? Yes, she is. Babu, 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 babu.
I'm sorry, Steve, but you've got a long wait.
Well, I wouldn't wait too long, babykins. After all, I'm a super dude.
That's dud, Steve.
Oh, yeah? Well, this does for you. Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, gee, thanks, honey. This is, swell.
Wait, wait, wait a minute. Make a wish.
Oh, right.
Did your wish come true?
Well, no.
What's the matter, Carl?
Well, sweetheart, remember when I said that I didn't want a big fuss for my birthday?
Yes.
Well, I fibbed. I did want a big fuss.
Really? Well, then why did you say you didn't?
Because you were supposed to say, oh, honey, don't be silly. We're gonna make a big fuss anyway for your birthday because we love you. And then I would have caved in. But next year, big fuss. Big fuss.
Hold on, I forgot something.